Somebody's going to go bridge here.
It's a matter of time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Gombreach Podcast, episode 115, presented by Guy Boston Sports. My name is Andrew Gardner, joined alongside by Alex Clausen and Steve Brady. Boys, how are we doing today?
It is freezing cold outside. The last I looked, it was about -6. This whole global warming thing should probably start to hurry up. But you know what? It's not as cold as Guardy's takes from episode 114 on the Boston Red Sox for next season. So if you haven't given that a listen.
Fraud.
You should go give it a listen. It gave me a nice chuckle when I listened back.
Yeah, it's 2 degrees out. It's cold. If you're in a position where you don't have to be outside, I just wouldn't go out there. So everybody stay warm. That's how I'll start this episode off. I thought of something like an hour ago that I wanted to say, and I forget what it was. So hopefully I think of it by the time this episode's over.
Damn. Yeah, I saw last night was really cold. I think we got down to like, here's my question. I know none of us are meteorologists, obviously. If the temperature feels like -36, but it's actually 6 degrees, why don't we just say it's -36? Like, what's the difference? It either feels like the temperature or it's not that temperature. Am I looking too far into this? Or
I mean, temperature is based on how quickly the molecules are moving, right?
So
if the molecules are only moving at a -6 degree pace, but it feels colder. I don't know. I don't have a PhD in science. But
all I know is that
has to do with the molecules.
The feel like temperature last night in New Hampshire was -36, and Mount Washington set like a U.S. record for coldest temperature. It was -107.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but like, have you ever heard of wind chill? That's what it feels like. The wind chill factor.
I have a theory on this whole stuff.
Oh God.
Can you guys actually tell the difference between 5 degrees and -15 degrees?
I said that to somebody the other day. I was like, the difference between like 0 degrees and like 10 degrees, it's like
nothing.
Cold is cold.
Nothing. I will say this. I was thinking that same thing, Klaus, and I was like, once it gets under like 15, 20 degrees, it's just freaking cold. Like it's just stupid cold. But like yesterday I had to walk like for like 2 to 3 minutes outside to get somewhere. And this was when it was like in the -30s. And my nostrils, every time I'd breathe in, like whatever moisture was in my nose, they'd like close up and start to freeze.
Jesus.
And then same thing with my, I could feel my eyelashes freezing. And then what's the other thing? Oh, yeah. My lungs were just like burning too. Like,
yeah.
Every time
it's hard to breathe if it's too cold.
Yeah. So I would say to a degree, like -36.
To a degree.
Oh. No. No, -36 is, you can definitely tell a difference. Definitely tell a difference. But yeah. I mean, truck day was yesterday too. That's
truck day.
For Clausen, we had a fair amount of new listeners to our last episode, which was cool. Welcome to the show if you haven't listened before.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We got a nice shout out from Jared and Steve on their episode. So if you're here, welcome.
That was so cool. Not the shout out, just the fact that they were on the same podcast again.
Oh, I know, dude.
That was sick.
Super nostalgic.
I gotta say, I was listening back to that because Section 10, like the original, like I first got into that show like late 2017, early 2018. I was just like the soundtrack to the 2018 Boston Red Sox. And I had so much fun listening to that show. And yeah, I missed it.
I started listening to Section 10 like under the 50th episode. And I just listened to it all throughout high school.
It was the best.
There was nothing better than in 2018. You watch the Sox game at night, you go to school, you come home from school, and you listen to Section 10 the next day. It made the year. That was the best part besides winning the World Series. Like that part made winning the World Series that much better because you felt like you were part of the team.
That entire season, the way they did everything. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people listening here, like listen to the show then, but I mean, I remember they'd come out with like two to three hour episodes a week. And I was like, this is not enough. I need more.
I mean, it was impressive.
It was
like
great.
You get it because it's their job, but recording like multiple episodes of a podcast, they're each multiple hours long, is like a lot.
I remember in the beginning of the season when the Red Sox started out, they were like 18-2, 19-2, something like that. And they beat up on the Yankees or something. And the you hate to see it joke was like fresh off the press.
Hate to see that.
And that was just like the funniest thing ever. Like someone would do something that had me dying.
A fresh anyways, off the presses joke. Nothing like it.
But anyways, yeah. If you're, you know, new to Gone Bridge, welcome, welcome. So 2 years ago, this is now going to be our third truck day doing Gone Bridge.
Okay.
2 years ago, we had a raging debate. I wouldn't even say raging because our debates didn't get too high intensity back then. But we had a debate about, first off, whether truck day was actually real or not. We had some tinfoil ideas on that. Clausen, on the other hand, you hate truck day.
I do, because I think that it's such a fool's gold start of the season. Like, for me, the baseball season starts once pitchers and catchers report. But until pitchers and catchers report, like, these guys are all doing their own thing. Baseball hasn't started. So I feel like it's just one of those fake media PR events. Oh, look, we're packing the truck. We're sending everything down. Baseball's around the corner. Pitchers and catchers don't report for another month.
No, not that long. Dude, the first spring literally training games are in 3 weeks.
Yeah, literally this month.
20 days. The first game is on February the 24th.
And I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm a fan of spring training. I'm a fan of spring training until like the third game of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spring training after like game three, because like game one's fun. It's like, all right, like you get to see, you know, Tristan Casas go to the plate for the first time, and you get to see, you know, Brian Bello take the mound for the first time. And like, it's exciting to go see the guys that you've been speculating about all offseason. How did they perform? Like, I remember when Benny put on like 20 pounds of muscle. Like, that was cool to go watch him in
made
spring
him
training.
Worse.
Yeah. When he became Benny Biceps and Benny Butt Cheeks, that was exciting to go watch him for two games. And then spring training kind of tailed off after that.
I mean, it's but more.
I don't know. Truck day just doesn't do it for me. You pack the truck, who cares? It doesn't get down to Florida for another 4 days anyway.
Yeah, but how does that concern you? How does that concern you?
It's far away.
It's not like something that keeps me up at night. I just think that it's something that's a probably waste of the good people at the Red Sox social media team's time.
I will say this.
I'll tell you what.
And take a picture of those poor guys packing the truck.
Especially yesterday.
Awful. Awful.
I also learned that it's not just truck day. It's trucks, plural day. They send like five trucks down.
Well, I saw something earlier. Let me see if I can still find it. Truck. But it's like,
I mean, like how much space do it? I guess, you know, 10,000 baseballs probably take a good amount of space. But I will say this about spring training, Clausen, real quick. I'm trying to remember. Was there a regular spring training in 2021?
Probably not.
I don't know if it was. So this is like the first.
I think it was. It was really short. You're right.
That might have been it. This is the first real spring training in 4 years, which is crazy because last year there was the lockout. Obviously, 3 years ago there was COVID. So yeah, I mean, it'll be good to get, like, I don't know, back into it. But I agree. I don't really care too much about spring training unless there's like big storylines, which this year kind of know what to expect a little bit, I guess. And the other thing too, is you talk about like guys you want to see out there, like Bayo, Casas, you're not going to see them for like 2 weeks in the games. Like they throw all the guys in there. You're like, these guys are in our organization.
Yeah. I will say it's just to build hype. Truck days to build hype. Nobody's saying it's the start of the season. It's just like, hey, there's the truck. They're filling it up. It's going to go down to Fort Myers. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then spring training, I agree. It's whatever, you know. Nobody ever watches a full spring training game. Even if, like, mostly the starting lineup is good players and people you expect to play every day during the regular season, they're out of there by, like, the third inning. I don't like it. Unless you're going to a spring training game in Fort Myers, which is cool.
There's you gotta get down there. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Steve, you talk about the hype. The fact that they don't start playing again for 3 weeks, what's the point of putting hype now?
It's you to have, build a hype, bro.
The you truck's leaving to Florida, man.
The you truck doesn't get there for 4 days. And I'll tell you what, we don't see the truck while it's on its way down.
Well, that's where our debate
You guys forget that we've never seen footage of this truck traveling anywhere past or outside of Boston and inside of Fort Myers. Like that, you know, how 2,500 mile radius, that 2,500 mile gap from Boston to Fort Myers. I haven't seen the truck.
Someone send me a picture of the truck here. I'm gonna zoom in a random town. I need a picture. First person to do this gets a
I don't think it
up.
Exists.
They get a thumbs up from me.
I think in the middle of the night, they pull into the back of Logan Airport. They pack the trucks into a cargo plane as quickly as they can.
Okay.
And they fly it off to Fort Myers, and it's a production. They put the trucks back in the bay, and the stuff's flown down.
Here's what we're gonna do. First person to send me a picture of the truck in Hope Mills, North Carolina, you get a picture of me giving you a thumbs up.
Because it doesn't exist. I'm not gonna find it.
No, well, I mean, I don't really know how many people outside of New England seeing the truck driving down care about it that much. But yeah, we were talking about 2 years ago. We were like, next year we're gonna camp outside of Fenway. We're gonna follow the truck.
Maybe next year. Maybe when it's maybe next.
I think next year we're probably gonna say the next year too. But well, one
my
year.
Thing is, I really like I care about this, but I don't care about it enough to go sit outside when it's -6 degrees and watch a bunch of guys pile boxes of baseballs and sunflower seeds into a truck.
Well, we just gotta follow it once it's outside of like I don't know. What would you say? Like Hartford, maybe?
I think it's gotta cross like the Connecticut New Jersey line.
They don't border each other. Come on.
The Connecticut New York line.
Come on. You're gonna talk bad on my state like that?
Well, Connecticut and New Jersey are two like D tier states.
They would have made sense that they connected. I didn't.
Connecticut. I will say since like obviously I grew up in Connecticut, but since moving to college or going to college in New Hampshire, Connecticut is just like what a drive through state. It's between Boston and New York. That's it.
Yeah, it's like if you took Western Mass and made the entire Western Mass a state, it's Connecticut.
I would be. Here's the
nobody
thing.
Really wants to go over there.
I would be personally in favor. I've redrawn the state lines of the United States more than once, so I feel pretty confident in this. I would be more than happy to give anything past like anything west of like Sturbridge, Massachusetts, to either Connecticut or New York. Like just put squatters' rights on it. Whichever state gets it first can have it.
Not it.
What I mean, what is there out there? I guess you have the Berkshire.
Well, I was gonna say
UMass Amherst.
So you guys being from Massachusetts, like, did you ever go out that way?
I would go to the Berkshires once in a while, but other than that, no.
Yeah, no.
The only thing in Western Mass is UMass Amherst.
They should move it closer. They really want to have the what is it like the what do they call it like the Commonwealth University? It's something stupid like that.
It is surprising to me
they should move it closer.
When I went out and toured UMass Amherst, I was like, this is in the middle of nowhere. Middle of nowhere.
I'm not saying that, you know, Durham, New Hampshire, where UNH is, you know, the most lively place of all time, but there's stuff around. You can get to a pretty major city.
We're a lot closer to Boston than UMass. A lot closer.
Like what, half hour?
Probably a half hour closer.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Hold on. Real quick. Turn it back to the Sox. I had a take that I want to hear you guys' opinion on. And I think it's a combination of two things. It's a combination of Celtics and Bruins. They're tearing it up. And just kind of the place that
they're tearing it up.
The ownership. Oh, they're tearing it up. So are the Devils. We'll say that. Kind of a place that the ownership has put a lot of the fans in. They've lost a lot of the fans' trust. I'm going to say this, is that I don't really think people are going to care about the Boston Red Sox until June.
I don't think anyone's going
to
care.
Is that when basketball is done?
At all.
Unless they get off to a roaring hot start, I really don't think people are going to really tune into this team. And if the team, by the time the Celtics and Bruins win the NBA Finals and the Bruins lose to the Devils in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then you know, whatever, I don't think that, like, if the team's around 500, then people might be like, okay, let's tune in and see what the Red Sox are up to. Otherwise, unless you're a diehard fan, like, and you root for the Bruins and Celtics too, I feel like there's just not going to be a ton of interest around the team this year. And it reminds me of like the 2021 team where it was kind of slow in the beginning, picked up steam, but the Bruins and Celtics are the talk of the town.
You know, I want to, you mentioned 2021, and I forgot this until I listened to Jared and Steve. I forgot that they were like this close to missing the playoffs that year.
Yeah. We basically had to sweep that last series against Washington.
I completely forgot about that.
It was almost a tiebreaker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were tied with, so what'd they get? They got the wild card, them and the Yankees tied. And then it was the Blue Jays.
We got home field advantage.
I think the Blue Jays were also. Hold on, let me pull up the standings. I think the Mariners
Blue Jays were definitely. It was a three horse race.
The Mariners, you were right.
No, the Mariners had
163 or something, right?
I think the Mariners had the same record as us and the Yankees, and the Blue Jays were one game back.
I want to say that the Mariners, because they went on that Cinderella run for the last like 30 games, yep. And they were down to game 162, and they got bounced in like game 161.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they need. Okay. So the Red Sox and the Yankees were both 92 and 70. The Blue Jays were 91 and 71. Mariners 90 and 72. Jesus. So I think the Mariners needed the Red Sox and the Yankees to lose on that last day.
Yeah.
And then because the Red Sox leading up to that last series, I think they played. I think it went New York. It either went New York, Baltimore, Washington, or Baltimore, New York, Washington. And I remember being like, we've got six games against really, really bad teams. And they lost two out of three to both the Yankees, both the Orioles. And that was when we released our, I think it, This Sucks Part 2. That was when This Sucks Part 2 comes out. And it, again, if you're new to the show, that's a classic segment. If the Sox are just like in a pit beyond belief, like things are really bad. Just throw it to a new volume of This Sucks. I think we're waiting on number four. Hopefully we don't have to do it soon.
Going back a little bit to your initial.
All right, I'm looking at this.
Said.
Hold on.
Awesome. Let me talk.
Get fucked, Steve.
Well, because I have the schedule up. Because I remember how dire it was. Because we got swept by New York in like second to last week.
It was a sweep.
Yes.
Oh boy.
At Yankee Stadium, got swept.
Okay, yeah, I do remember that. That was,
and then we lost two out of three to Baltimore.
Yep.
And then we had to sweep against, you're right, we had to sweep against Washington. Rafi Devers became Jesus Christ with a baseball bat in game 162. And that was why that was why the Sox made the playoffs. You may continue now, Steve.
Okay, wow, thanks.
Boston, can you imagine that?
Dude, what the fuck?
That was pure.
Now that we're talking about it, I do have Rafi Devers' numbers up that day.
I'm just going to mute Steve. Thanks for coming on the show.
If I'm not going to talk, I'll just leave this episode.
Rafi Devers went 3-for-4 with 2 homers and 4 RBIs.
Sick. Steve?
And they won 7-5. Erod won the game. He came in for an inning. Yeah, Erod was the winner of that game.
Oh, boy.
That was a weird. They pitched Sale, Sawamura, Garrett Richards, Martin Perez, Whitlock, Erod, and then Pivetta closed the door.
Oh, I remember that. Pivetta had he was pretty pumped up.
Anyway, all right, Steve, do you still have something you want to say?
You got to raise your hand when you want to talk, though, from now on.
Yeah, I want to say something, but we also are kind of far past it at this point because you guys talked for so long. Gardy talking about the Sox and the Bruins. Nobody's going to care about the Red Sox. I agree. There's no reason to care about the Red Sox. They're not going to get out to a wicked hot start. They're going to be bad. Less than 75 wins, probably. That being said, I remembered what I was going to say to open up this episode. If anybody's been on social media or paying attention to the NBA at all, you've seen that the past week there's been like two fights like actual fist fights in the NBA? Have you guys seen this? Are you aware of this?
Yeah.
I saw, was there something with Austin Rivers last night?
Yeah, Austin Rivers and really Mo dumb. Bamba got into a little scrap, which is cool. I like it. I hope there's a fight every NBA game.
What's your favorite and word for a fight?
A scrap or scuffle.
What about like a rumble?
Yeah, rumble's okay.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
There should be more people charging the mound in baseball. The viewership would go up if there's fights like every other game. The viewership will go up. You should be able to just drop the gloves, man. That's what I'm saying.
Steve, do you love violence?
You know, Steve, a long, long time ago, a wise man once told me that you only go to hockey games for fights and NASCAR races for crashes. And he's right.
NASCAR, people might die, but...
But it adds intrigue, you know what I mean? I'm not asking everyone to end up like Dale Earnhardt, but...
Okay. Yikes. I will say this. Fighting in hockey is just gone way down. But in the town over from me, Danbury, we used to have, I guess there's still a semi-professional team. You guys ever hear the Danbury Trashers? There's that whole documentary that came out.
I love the Trashers.
The Trashers, man. That was a whole
trash
big fan.
There was a whole big scheme. Their owner was like part of the mob. It was crazy. So a couple of years after that, I think it was 2010, the Danbury Whalers come into town of the Federal Hockey League, which was just about the lowest level of like professional hockey you could get anywhere. And so my family and I go to like the inaugural game, and I kid you not, within the first period, I think there were like 5 to 6 fights. Like these guys were just out there to fight, and they had to bring the ice chipper out because someone's like blood got smeared all over the ice. So they're having to chip that off. Jesus. I'm like 8, 9 years old at this game. Just starting to play hockey. I mean, these guys were setting just an awful example of how the game was supposed to be played, but very entertaining, I will say. So I am very pro charge the mound. When was the last mound charge we had in the MLB?
The last one I remember was Bryce Harper charging the guy in the Giants.
No, I feel Tyler Austin was more recent than that.
Joe Kelly Fight Club.
Joe Kelly Fight Club. Still have that shirt. It's a great shirt.
I feel like that had to be the same season.
No, I think Harper was 2017.
No way that was 2017.
What about when Harper choked out Pap or vice versa?
Pap. I think Pap choked out Bryce Harper.
I thought you said Pap.
He did too.
I thought you meant like Pat Light.
No, nope, Pap.
I was like, I missed that one.
We should get Pap on the show and ask him
like
about
super
that.
Irrelevant matchups, but can't think of
them. I'd love to get Pap on the show. There's no like
who start. Like, we should try and see if he'll admit to Bryce Harper choking him out. I don't think he ever would. I think even if it happened, he'd be like, "Nah, I choked him out."
I think we'd have to save that for the last question because he'd probably want to dip out after that one.
Yeah, probably.
Let's get Pap on the show.
The best one of all time is the Coco Crisp James Shields one, where he goes out there and just. Shields winds up for a haymaker. Coco Crisp hits him with
move.
Basically.
I still remember the Zach Greinke, Carlos Quinton fight where one of them broke their collarbone. I forget which one.
I think it was Quinton.
I remember it was Zach Greinke because Carlos Quinton was just charging at him and Zach Greinke just lowered a shoulder and popped his collarbone.
Yeah, Granky's on the list of people in the MLB that I would not want to fight just because I feel like he'd like karate chop my throat and I wouldn't be able to breathe. He'd do something like that. He'd like double poke you in the eyes. That's a Zach Greinke fight.
He pulls up in the like the crane pose.
Yeah.
It's like,
who is this guy?
Fun fact.
Return to the Royals for probably his last
year. I heard.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And Chapman's there too. That's not cool.
Not a very forever
royal move.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I think I can't remember if it was his first career start or appearance or if it was just during his rookie year, but Porcello and Uke got into a good fight.
They did?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I think year was that 2009, 2010, something like
Pretty rookie. His rookie year was 2009.
I think so. Let's see.
I thought he was older than that. Kevin Youbus charged. Well, that was 14 years ago.
It was 2000.
Attractive Richard.
2000.
What a distinguished gentleman.
Ricky Raindrops.
2009.
Man, Porcello had the best nicknames.
Ricky. Let's see what the nicknames are on his
like his baseball reference.
Pretty Ricky. Ricky Raindrops. Vientidos.
Ricky Porchlights.
22.
That was one.
Ricky Porchlights.
That was one, right?
There were so many of them. Pretty Ricky.
You want baseball reference?
Yeah.
Let's see Mitch Moreland. Let's see if Two Bags is on there.
Can you edit baseball reference like Wikipedia? You
definitely should be able not. To.
No. Yeah, Mitchy Two Bags is on there. I think Chavis has Ice Horse.
I hope so. Where do you find the nicknames?
You just gotta open up the full bio.
Ah.
Michael Chavis. Ice Horse or Chief? You think Brock Holt says BCB?
Yes.
I'm struggling here, Guardy. You might have to. Oh, page unresponsive.
Rockstar.
2016 All-Star, right?
2016 All-Star. I mean, you can make a case that Brock Holt has a better Hall of Fame resume than fair number, guys.
like give me two.
Darwin's and Hernandez and
all right, like Hall of Famers, I mean.
Oh, like Hall of Fame level players?
Yeah, nobody.
No, obviously not.
Griff, speaking I think, has a chance.
Speaking of Hall of Fame, Clausen, we forgot to touch on that.
We did. Dan Shaughnessy with a big fat swing and a miss once again. He's batting like 0 for 10.
You're not a fan of the Jeff Kent only ballots?
I think it's a little silly if you ask me. I think it's very Dan Shaughnessy.
How is Andrew Jones not in the Hall?
Mm-hmm.
How is Andrew Jones not in the Hall of Fame? He literally has like 9 gold gloves and like almost 500 career home runs.
A lot of people.
How it's not a Hall of Fame career.
Like the reasoning I saw behind that, I'm not supporting it. I would vote for him too if I had a vote. But people were saying like, oh, he dropped off a cliff in his last few years. Like he had. No, well, here's the thing is, okay, whatever. He had 11 unbelievable seasons. Then, yeah, he just kind of tailed off. In his last 4 seasons, though, he still had over 13 home runs in each of them. His OPS was still over 700 in all of them. In fact, he had 1 year of a 701 OPS. The rest were above 780 still. Yeah, the gold gloves are there. Silver Slugger, 5-time All-Star. I mean, you can make a case he's like a top 3 outfielder, defender of all time.
He is a Hall of Famer for sure.
I agree.
I like it's a Hall of Fame career, not a Hall of Fame last 4 years of your career.
I agree.
Like, that's not the only thing that is going to decide. If he doesn't, I get that, like, you know, sometimes you got to put in the years on the ballot, whatever, this and that. But in a year like this, where what, 2 guys get in, Andrew Jones, just vote for him. I don't understand why you wouldn't vote for him.
I don't know how you look at Andrew Jones is, if you were to just take each player's page, don't attach any names.
Yeah, resume.
You look at Andrew Jones, you look at Scott Rolins. Andrew Jones is better.
Yeah.
I may take that back.
I don't know, man.
I'm going to take that back.
His average was low for sure. But right now, Andrew Jones would kind of fit really well into the MLB. In 2023,
he'd be great.
Lowish average, high home runs, and great defensively. That's kind of what you want.
I think Scott Rolins, a guy that he's got Hall of Fame numbers. I just think, I mean, he was kind of like borderline. Like when we were kind of the age we started getting to the baseball, he was kind of at the end of his career. So I don't really remember like his prime days, but his numbers are, I think, Hall of Fame worthy. I just don't think a lot of like people like think of him as a Hall of Famer, if that makes sense.
He wasn't really a celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But
Rookie of the Year, 7-time All-Star, World Series champ, 8 gold gloves, and 1 silver slugger with a career stat line of a 364 OBP, 490 slugging, 855 OPS with 316 home runs and a 281 batting average.
And over 2,000 hits, too.
2,000 hits, yeah. 70 war. I mean, yeah. It's a great career. I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Famer, for sure. I just think that the way that the Hall of Fame works is kind of whack.
You know? I agree. I think I like the kind of the thresholds that they have where I like the 75%. I like the you don't get 5%, you're off the ballot. I like the time. I like all that. I don't like the voter pool. I don't like the voter pool. I think that it should be a mix of, I don't know, some of the writers who are casting ballots, I'm like, I don't know who you are or how you're getting a vote, but you certainly should not have a say in this. That's for sure.
Scotty Rowland, bro, had a long-ass career. 17 years. He did. 17 years.
I'm not saying like
in two of his last 3 years in the league.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
He had a good career. And I'm like, again, I would have voted for him if I had a vote too. But I think when you look at the list of players on the MLB ballot this year, there's no way you can look at that and say Scott Rowland is the only Hall of Famer on this ballot. I think there's gotta be a way where they can come up with like a committee, keep it like, I think there's around 400 voters, do like 200 writers and do a mix of former players who are like analysts, stuff like that, and do another mix of players who are in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I think that players who are in the Hall of Fame, fan vote. Oh, good God.
Fan vote.
No, I just think I like everything except for the voters. I mean, you've got guys out here who have 4, 5, 6 years in a row just submitted empty ballots. That's Look ridiculous.
Give me a vote.
I agree.
Give me some votes.
You're just as qualified to have a vote as some of these people. Like, I'm simply not joking when I say that.
What would you guys think about?
Give me some votes, kid.
What would you guys think about allowing the players in the Hall of Fame
to have a vote?
Yeah.
I think they should.
Yeah. I think they should too. But honestly, if you look at the Baseball Hall of Fame and you got like no Roger Clemens, no Barry Bonds, no Pete Rose, who cares? Who cares if about the Hall of Fame? It's if some of those guys that are clearly, you know, like the best players of all time aren't in it, then who cares?
The arguably the two best hitters of all time are not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
who's also the other one? Pete Rose. Are you Pete Rose and Pete Rose? Yeah.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Also, no Sammy Sosa, no Mark McGwire. I mean, A-Rod's not going to get in. Manny's not going to get in.
Were those guys literally juiced to the gills? Were they on some
sweet hippie? They were.
They were. But at the same time, was that not the goddamn best era of baseball that this godforsaken earth has ever seen? It was. So I say, juice them up.
Is Bud Selig in?
Bud Selig is in the Hall of Fame, I think.
He was the one who allowed it to happen.
Juice them up, kid. Get them all on juice. Put J-Rod on juice
even,
right now.
Even the playing field, everyone's juicing.
I'm telling you, if you don't want to juice, you either let everyone juice or you let one player get a metal bat per game.
Someone would die.
I know.
We've talked about this. Everyone's
juicing, no one's juicing. Think about that.
All in this together. We're all in this together.
Make the MLB a juiced metal bat league.
That would be electric.
That'd be sick.
Someone
would die. If you hit the ball through the wall in the outfield, that's a home run. New rule.
I hope that happens sometime in our lifetime. Like someone just hits a ball so hard it goes through the fence. Not over, through the fence. Yeah, looking at kind of the rest of the ballot, I mean, Todd Helton almost got it. He was 2.8% away from getting in. I think Todd Helton's a Hall of Famer. He'll get in next year. What do you think? You think Todd Helton's a Hall of Famer?
I think he is. It's the same thing as Scott Rowland. Like, he was just a Hall of Fame player for so long, but he was not a celebrity.
Well, the thing is like, he played in Colorado. Like, 1 year he hit 372. And he finished 5th in All-Star voting with 42.
Mid.
What was who was above him that year? All right, you've got where? Oh, I'm looking at the AL. Jeff Kent, MVP that year. Holy shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You had 12 guys alone in the NL with OPSs over 1,000. It's a juice error.
Juice them up, kid.
That was 2,000.
Juice them up.
They don't build players like that anymore. Yeah, I think Todd Helton, same thing. Power kind of fell off end of his career. I think he's a Hall of Famer. The other guy who I like absolutely think should be in there. He's, in my mind, the second best closer, maybe the third behind Hoffman and Rivera. Billy Wagner. Get him in the Hall.
All right.
I don't know.
Craig Kimbrell.
I think Kimbrell's kind of got an odd case too, where it's like he had 7, 8 dominant seasons. Now he stinks.
I hope when they show his Hall of Fame like highlights and stuff, I hope it's all just pitches where he spiked his curve into the dirt 6 inches in front of the mound and made a guy chase on a pitch that was at the umpire's face.
I mean, I have a feeling when he gets on the ballot, he'll get enough votes to stay on at least for the first year. I mean,
absolutely.
Francisco Rodriguez got 10.8% this year. So,
are you trying to say Kimbrel is not a Hall of Famer?
I would say he's not.
I think he's borderline. I mean,
Kimbrel is for sure a Hall of Famer.
I think he probably
he's
just, is.
Like, to Guardy's point, he's fallen off so hard.
No, I think. Wait, hold on. No, he.
Yeah, but I think for sure
is.
Like a top five prime
closer
of all time.
He had a really bad 2019, and he had 2019 and 2020 really bad, and then he had a bad stint with the White Sox last year. Other than that, he's been great. I mean, the 2017 year he had. I forget what it was like having a guy like this close for your team. I mean, he was so lights out for the Red Sox.
I mean, toward the end, he would give me. I mean, he was like, was a cardiac king.
Holy shit!
Because he'd load
the
bases. The
2018 playoffs. Oh my god!
He'd load the bases with no outs and then put 3 guys down. It's like, why didn't you do that to start the inning,
dude? He did that in Game 4 against the Yankees when. They got, I forget, Gary Sanchez rolled over that ball, and I think it was Nunez, man. Nice play to end the series. But then the game where Benny had to make the game, like, diving catch, he loaded the bases too in that one. In fact, that night, I was watching with my dad, and he went to bed before the game was even over. And so the Red Sox pulled that off. They go up 3-1. I'm like, holy crap. So I like wrote a note and slipped it under his door, and it's still on like the back of our refrigerator, the note. And it says like, Kimbrel loads the bases, Red Sox pull it out.
Yeah, brother.
That's how I remember Craig Kimbrel.
I remember Craig Kimbrel.
Looking forward to the ballot next year. There are, so you've got Helton, Wagner, Jones, Sheffield, Beltran. Those guys were all over 45%. I agree. I think they're all Hall of Fame. Sheffield's in his last year. He needs 20% more of the vote to get in.
It's a big ask.
I don't know if he'll jump 20%.
I don't know either. We'll see. But the new guys on the ballot next year who are going to spark some interest, Adrian Beltre, who I think is for sure a Hall of Fame.
I would say he's first ballot.
I do too. He had over 3,000 hits. He had almost 500 career home runs. He had a sneaky, great career. I mean, when he went to Texas, it was like just
Red Sox legend.
Yeah, Red Sox should have kept that guy.
Beltre was just like consistent. I don't have his numbers up in front of – I don't know if you have his numbers up.
Yeah, I got it.
But I remember him like just being ridiculously consistent. Always about the same average. It was always a high average. He could put up 20-plus homers, 80-plus RBI, like, played great defense.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, looking at this, one thing I hate is, like, judging players off all-star all-star appearances. Like, Adrian Beltre, 2004, he hit 48 home runs, had a 1.017 OPS, was second in MVP voting, not an all-star that year. Like, what? I don't know how that happens. Maybe he had a hot second half. He didn't make the All-Star team until 2010. So I don't know. But second half of his career was great. He's a Hall of Famer in my books. Then you got, I think there are a couple other guys on here who I think are going to be close. Joe Mauer, possibly.
Are you saying possibly Hall of Famer or possibly first ballot?
No, I don't think he'll get on first ballot.
For sure not first ballot.
I think he's definitely a Hall of Famer, though.
I do. I don't know if I'd vote for him his first year on the ballot, but.
I would.
Nah.
Yeah. I'll get the numbers.
3 gold gloves, 5 silver sluggers, 3 batting titles, an MVP, 6 all-stars. I mean, he had.
He kind of reminds me of Dustin Pedroia.
Who had a better career, Mauer?
Mauer, by a little.
Let me do the old comparison on.
Oh God! If Pedroia had just
would be in the Hall if he stayed healthy.
Yeah, if Pedroia had just played like 4 more seasons, he was getting
of like decent ball.
Yeah,
doesn't he have to be good?
Man, I mean, he realistically only played 12 seasons because he played 3 games in 2018, 6 games in 2019.
All right, you guys ready? MVP,
World Series champ, Gold Gloves, Silver Sluggers.
2018 World Series champ.
That's right. Rookie of the Year. I would say I'm going to give the edge to Mauer, and I'll give you just the baseline numbers. More hits, more doubles, more triples, more homers, more RBIs, way more strikeouts, Pedroia, actually. Right?
No, Mauer.
No, Mauer.
No, I know.
Better batting average, higher OBP.
What is Mauer's batting average? Didn't Pedroia hit .299 for his career?
Mauer hit .306.
He's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Better OPS, more total bases, OPS
well,
plus
he played
was higher,
for so longer. You got to look at averages, brother.
They both went, so they were. Pedroia played technically. So what? Mauer was 2004 to 2018. Pedroia was 06 to 2019. So Pedroia played one fewer year.
Well, subtract like 4 of those seasons from
your. Yeah, Pedroia had 2 of those where he like played 3.
I'm gonna give you the.
Pedroia's a Hall of Fame pitching coach.
That is true. People forget that.
It's true.
People do forget that.
They don't like to talk about it.
They don't. There are a lot of guys on this ballot next year who were like great players of our childhood, but I don't know if I look at them as a Hall of Famer. Like the next guy down the list, another borderline player. I don't know if I'd vote for my first year, Chase Utley.
Chase Utley's Hall of Famer.
You think?
I wouldn't vote for him within the first 3 years, but I'd give him a flyer at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Chase is better than like Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard. Out of those, Chase is the best.
Jimmy Rollins still being on the so this was his second year on the ballot, and Jimmy Rollins got, what did he get this year? It's like he went up a little bit. He's up to 13%. Jimmy Rollins is not a Hall of Fame. I'll tell you that.
No, he's not. Chase Utley, I think, is.
I agree.
Outside of that one time.
Well, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, outside of that one time where he literally ended that guy's career, sliding into second, solid guy. I like the Always Sunny episode where Mac, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, where Mac writes the letter to Chase Utley. It's hilarious. They're like going to the Phillies game, and it's like, "Dear Chase, can I call you Chase? I think you and I are a lot alike. Did you have a good relationship with your dad? Me neither. I can't wait to meet you so we can have a catch. I think our friendship would be a real home run. Love, Mac." That's like my favorite.
Just remember that whole thing?
I think I ad-libbed it a little bit, but yeah, that's essentially impressive. What it was.
Always Sunny puts out some of like the best baseball content. Have you guys seen the Wade Boggs episode?
The gang beats Boggs.
Yeah. No. That's my all time favorite Always Sunny episode. The crew, so you know, like the Wade Boggs story, he had like 117 beers and then went 3 for 5.
Yeah.
So they all try and do the Boggs challenge. So
like on the plane, they get on a commercial flight.
So they're all just like slamming beer on the commercial flight. And then it's what Charlie and Mac go to some field in the middle of like Washington's in the middle of like Seattle. And they try and
Charlie's had 73 beers. He's got like a white t-shirt on with all the tallies. And he's like not even speaking like English anymore. And then Mac throws him like one right down the dick and he smokes it. He's like, I did it. Highly recommend. Great watch.
He follows it with one of the greatest lines in history. They're like, all right, you want to go home? And Charlie's like, they got chicken in Philly? He's like, yeah, they do. They're on the plane and go home.
That's
baseball,
classic.
Baby.
That's baseball, baby.
Have you guys seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Like some episodes, yeah.
Great show. We were watching that the other night, and they had Bill Buckner on one of the episodes.
What?
And so Larry David meets Bill Buckner at a card trading show, and he's like, hey, you want to come home? Or he's like, you want to grab lunch or something? They grab lunch, and he's like, oh, come over to my place, meet some of my friends. They come over, and this lady's wife or this guy's wife is like, oh yeah, you play baseball, right? And he's like, yeah. And so she had, I think it was like her phone or something. She gave it to the husband. And then Bill is standing outside in the balcony, and the husband's like, hey, Bill, catch her phone. Like, take a picture. Throws it to him, bobbles it right down off the balcony. I was like, you did this man so dirty. But the episode ends at the scene of a burning building where they're all watching as there's a mom and her baby on the fourth floor. And she's like, the firefighters have the net set up on the bottom. She's like, I don't want to throw her. Like, you got nowhere else to go. Throws the baby. She rebounds off the net, goes like 30 feet in the air, and Buckner makes a diving catch.
Hey, the Buckner, borderline Hall of Famer.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he died. He had a tough life, that guy. Had to move to the mountains.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, one of my roommates, like, he's not a baseball guy at all. He had never heard of Bill Buckner, and so I was telling him about him. And he was like, game six, he just missed the ball like that? And I was like, all right.
Well, the thing is, dude, you guys all know the situation, right? Buckner clearly was a defensive liability like that season. Oftentimes in that entire playoffs, he would be a late game substitution. They would put somebody else in at first base because they were better defensively. But the manager, I forget what the reason was, whether or not they wanted like Buckner to be on the field when they close it out or because they needed his bat in the lineup still. But they chose not to sub him out that game for the defensive replacement, and it bit them in the ass. So that was kind of on the manager too. Leave Bill Buckner alone.
I think Bill Buckner and God, what's that guy's name from the Cubs?
Steve Bartman.
Steve Bartman. Oh yeah. I kind of put them in the same boat where it's like that happened, and you got to get out of town.
Yep.
Speaking of people that moved to the mountains, yep. Me and my buddies the other day were talking about Tim Thomas.
Yeah, remember what is he up?
Do you remember when he went like totally? He retired and went completely AWOL.
Yeah,
great goalie. And then we were talking about like when the Bruins went to the White House, he didn't go because he went on this big like anti-Obama rant, and that's why he didn't go. And then he retired and moved his whole family to a bunker in Colorado, and he hasn't been seen since.
He was the best goalie in the world at one point.
He was. I mean, I'm just looking at his stats now. He had an odd career. He didn't get good till late. He was 36 the year they won the cup, and then he went played for Florida and Dallas for a year, and then I don't know. I don't know what happened to the guy, but sounds like he's out there doing something.
Not, we don't know. Maybe not. I don't think we've seen him in five years.
I have not seen him. Yeah, I don't know. Real quick, before Klaus, I got a question to ask you. A couple other guys on the ballot. David Wright, I think, is another guy who, if he stays healthy for longer, is a Hall of Famer, but probably not.
I think he has a case.
Maybe.
He just wasn't healthy for long enough.
Yeah.
America's captain, man. He did that thing in the Olympics that one time, right?
Did he?
I think so.
I don't know.
Look it up.
Maybe.
Look it up.
That thing? The one thing
you hit a home run. I think we won gold or something. Cool. I don't know.
Sick. All right. Yeah, you got David Wright.
Like TJ Oshie, but worse, and nobody cared.
That's got to be a quote.
That's a quote right there. Oh, man.
You're TJ Oshie, though. You walk into any bar in America, you deserve to drink for free.
Absolutely.
As a hero.
Absolutely.
Goddamn, beat the Russians. He's a hero.
Buy this man a beer. Speaking of great, great Americana moments, next guy that is on this list is Bartolo Colon.
Big sexy.
Big sexy.
Hell yeah.
He might be
a Hall of Famer.
No, he is not. His ERA was 4.12.
Okay.
But how many of those?
He pitched steroid era, too, at a time during the beginning of his career. He pitched in the steroid era. I saw a stat.
He also was a steroid era user, Steve.
What?
He also was a steroid user.
Okay. Yeah, true. But I saw the stat the other day. I was highlighting Pedro. It was like Pedro had like a 1.98 ERA that year. And then like the top five ERAs were like all high threes. Bartolo was like third with like a 3.7, which was good at the time. So you got to account for inflation.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking. This guy is not a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely not. I feel like I'm going on
like ERA alone, and he'll go from like a 5.6 to like a 3 for a couple of years, and then it'll go 4, and then it'll go 2. He had a couple good years in the middle, and then he'll just bump up to like 5s, 4, like 4s, 5s, 6s.
Once did he win the Cy Young on the Angels?
Yeah, I was going to say, even the year he won the Cy Young on the Angels, his numbers weren't like Cy Young.
It was back then, Gardner. You're
3.48 ERA, 222 innings, 157 strikeouts. It's fine.
A-Rod beat out Manny for the MVP that year.
You know what?
Dave Ortiz.
I was looking. I got to see what year it was. But Manny had one of these years. It was the he had like 165 RBIs. Can you imagine if someone put up 165 RBIs in 2023?
Wild. Greatest right-handed hitter of all time.
Manny 44 Ramirez. Homers, 165 RBIs, hit .333, and was still third. Who was MVP that year? 1999 was that probably Barry Bonds.
Not that.
Oh, it was,
Mark McGwire.
It was Pudge.
Really?
Pudge. Ivan.
Ivan Perez.
That's a pretty stupid year. Yeah, this is a pretty stacked. So it goes Pudge, Pedro, Roberto Alomar, Manny, Rafael Palmeiro. I forgot about him. Jeter and Nomar. Ken Griffey Jr. came in 10th that year.
Hey, wow.
The kid.
Wow. Real quick to wrap this up.
Imagine, all right, I'm going to put you in a situation. You go through 162 games, you hit .285 with 48 homers and 134 RBIs.
It's really good.
And you come in 10th in MVP.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Times were different back then. They were different. A couple other guys on this list, Matt Holliday, he's borderline. Adrian Gonzalez, Jose Bautista.
No.
Jose Reyes, Victor Martinez, James Shields, and Brandon Phillips.
No.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And then the year after that, I think, is that the year Ichiro is on the ballot for the first time? Yeah.
Ichiro.
He's got to be unanimous.
Oh, unanimous? I hope so. It's Ichiro, CC Sabathia, Pedroia, Felix Hernandez, Troy Tulowitzki.
CC got nab roids at one point, right?
No, he just went to rehab.
I remember one of my favorite – I was talking to someone about this the other day. My favorite CC Sabathia moment was when he lost a ton of weight and then lost like 2 miles an hour on his fastball. And that was his excuse to gain it all back because he felt like his weight gave him velocity.
Probably did.
My favorite was when he was getting pissed off by people bunting because he couldn't run off the mound fast enough to field the ball. It's like stop it's like, doing bro, it. Stupid.
Build your position. What was he good on? He was good on the Padres, right? That was the team.
No, he was the Indians. Cleveland.
Is it Cleveland? What?
Cleveland.
Was he
Cleveland?
On the Padres?
No, he pitched for the Brewers for half the season.
Oh, yeah. The
Brewers, and then that's the
uniform I'm picturing.
And he signed his big deal with the Yankees. Big deal. Big deal. He was a great pitcher. Like, when I, like, the first year I really started watching the Red Sox a lot was 2009. And I remember that was his first year on the Yankees. And for like 5 or 6 years, it was like, my Red Sox are playing CeCe. It's not going to be good. Not going to be good.
Classic Sox villain.
Classic. I always, you know, you come home from school, you're like, Sox are playing Yankees tonight. Got Beckett on the mound. He's pitching for the Yankees. Damn it. It's CeCe. Never. It was never fun. Never fun. Never fun.
Shout out
CeCe. We'll see. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Unbiased, Dave. Unbiased. Klaus, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
So in terms of the Hall of Fame, we talk a lot about baseball players. There is, I got to think, if there was such a service that you could order groceries on and then have them delivered to your door, I got to think that's Hall of Fame worthy. I got to think. But I don't know if something like that exists, but I would think it would be if it did.
No, I feel like you're exactly right. And if we're talking about the Hall of Fame of grocery delivery apps, I think Instacart is definitely a unanimous choice. And if you don't know, Instacart is an online grocery delivery app that allows you to handpick a variety of fresh foods and products. Forget that ingredient you need to make your famous dish while you're watching the Sox, or you just want to enjoy some Hall of Fame grocery delivery, order through Instacart. Delivery straight to your door in as fast as an hour. Shop multiple stores, see deals in your area that help you save money. Every item is hand-selected at the store to fit even your most specific needs. Everything is handled with care. I don't know what your deal is this week, but if you dare to go step outside and want to spark your summer celebration, maybe delay it a couple days. It's supposed to be nicer on Sunday. You can do it later. Spark your summer celebration. Now would be a great time to start planning your summer celebration while you're stuck inside. Do it through Instacart. Never step into a grocery store again.
Woo!
Don't do it.
No.
Real quick before we get to a couple questions. There wasn't a lot to talk about on the Red Sox front of things this week. Last week we talked about how Matt Barnes was DFA'd, but the trade and move was official. Barnes is headed down to Miami for – who was that guy we got? Theo something?
I don't know.
We got a name on that? Theo something until he can prove himself. That's his name.
Background character.
Basically.
Street NPC.
I feel bad for backpacks, I got to say a little bit. Especially, I don't know if you guys saw that clip. Jared had him on his show this week, and he was like, yeah, I was just chilling, about to play video games, and I got a call from Heim. Thought it was just going to be like a regular check-in. He's like, hey, Maddie, we're going to DFA you. He's like, what?
Well, maybe he should have been getting ready to get some work in instead of getting ready to play Call of Duty. Maybe he'd still be on the Sox.
Maybe. I don't know. I do feel bad for the guy. I liked Matt Barnes as a person, but even when he was like pitching well, and I will say a lot of the situations he was in second half of the year, super low leverage spots, it was still like a heart attack. You're like, I feel like this guy's he's going to walk him. You just felt like that was going to happen. But yeah, I mean, there's some good.
Wish him the best.
I do wish him the best.
Hey, and you know what? In Miami, they got some good pitching development down there. Maybe
I like
they
that.
Can revitalize his career.
I like that move for him. I do think he's a guy who could use a change of scene.
If you're Matt Barnes, this isn't even like the worst thing that could happen to you. You get
especially
to move to
Miami.
Miami.
Going to Miami.
Yeah, to move
Come
to
on.
Miami. They are way better developing pitching than the Red Sox. Not saying that they're gonna like be able to fix Matt Barnes, who's like 33 years old and at the tail end of his career. But hey, maybe they will.
Maybe.
Is it even that
and
hot of a take?
Not even that much worse than us.
Is it even that hot of a take to say that Matt Barnes could be an all-star next year?
No, he could be.
I think it's hot, but I don't think it's out of the
I don't
question.
Think it's out of the realm of possibility. I think he's going to go to Miami. I think he's going to be good.
Is he their closer?
I don't know. Probably not.
Let's see what their depth chart is. I don't know. I mean, their rotation is stacked. But
I wish we got Cabrera.
Yeah, who'd they make that trade? Who'd they make that trade with?
They didn't trade Cabrera, did they? I thought they traded somebody else.
Yeah, was it Lopez?
Yeah. I forget where he went. Somewhere in the Midwest, right? The Central, somewhere?
Lopez. Was it the Cardinals? The Twins, that's right. They traded him for Arraez.
Right.
Arraez, however you pronounce his name. Can I get to the depth charts? I want to see the depth charts. Whatever. I don't know what the Miami Marlins bullpen is looking at. I think he's going to have a good game. I like the move. I like the move for them. And, I wish him the best. Again, I really like Matt Barnes. But it is what it is. So we're down to three players left from 2018. That's it. Crazy.
Yep. You got Rafi. You got Christopher London Sale. And you got Ryan Brazier, who somehow...
How?
Is still on the team. I don't know. Imagine Heim has to be like every other day. He's like, all right, guys, we're doing this. We're not. Don't ask me about Ryan Brazier because he's got a spot on this team. We're actually naming him captain.
I hope Brazier goes out and just shoves this year. 65 games with 1.81 ERA. Just like,
I hope that they know something that we don't.
Last game of the year, he just walks off the field, double middle finger to the crowd.
Hey, they must know something that we don't.
I guess that's why they work in the front office and we don't. Maybe we should. I have that.
Tell you who'd be up here right now. Durbin Feltman. He'd be our closer.
He should have been our closer like 4 years ago. I remember, speaking of Craig Kimbrel, I remember in the 2018 playoffs when he would struggle and go on Twitter and people are like, should be Durbin Feltman in this spot. Kids like three months out of college, like should be closing out the ALCS instead
of a 6 ERA in low A baseball right now.
Yeah. Should have brought him up. Who's good at TCU? This Craig Kimbrel guy struggling out there. Future Hall of Famer. I don't care. Bring me the college kid.
Hip no frog.
You know who I want to see close some games?
Alfredo Aceves.
I would love to see Alfredo Aceves try and pitch one more inning in the majors.
Vicente Padilla.
Give me the okie dokie man. I'd go feral if they played one more time at Fenway.
What if we had a all Japanese bullpen? It was just like Daisuke, Hideki Okajima, Tozawa, Sawamura, Yuahara, Koji.
It'd be lit.
Who, Hideo Nomo? He pitched for the Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
Is there one more Japanese pitcher pitch for the Red Sox? One more. It'd be seven.
Did you say Tozawa?
I said Tozawa.
You say Daisuke?
I said Daisuke. Yep. Daisuke, Yuahara, Okajima, Sawamura, Nomo. I'm forgetting one of them now. I don't know. That'd be cool though.
We should have got the Japanese guy who got signed with the Mets.
Maybe we should just bring Shohei Ohtani in. I don't know. He could fill out the bullpen, I guess. Yeah, our mop-up guy.
I would love Shohei Ohtani on the Boston Red Sox.
Be awesome. Be so cool. Maybe we just have Yoshida go out and pitch.
Yoshida? Hey.
Yeah.
He's projected to have the best batting average in baseball next year.
Ah, here we go.
Awesome.
Takashi
Sato?
Yeah.
Take your word for it.
He was there. He was the setup guy in 09.
The Tozawa to Uehara. One-two punch.
Who was this guy? For the Red Sox?
Yeah. So wait. 36-year-old rookie. Whoa. 36-year-old rookie with the Dodgers where he... Notched 81 saves over three seasons.
I was going to say, I remember him with the Dodgers, not the Red Sox.
Signed a one-year, $1.5 million deal to be the setup out of the bullpen. He did the job using stealth and a variety of pitches.
Saito I do not.
2.43 ERA, 4.25 FIP, the pair of saves in 56 games.
Wait, I'm confused.
I do not remember this guy at all.
I didn't write the article.
I don't know. Like, I don't get it.
He's going up there and he's just like waving his arms everywhere. Like, you will not hit this. Wow, I did not know this guy had a good year for the Sox in 09. I mean, again, that was like the first year I got into things, but I don't remember him.
I do remember him better for the Dodgers. Bring him in. Bring him in. He's got he's a good 53 years old right now.
He is. Bring him in. Bring him in. We do have some questions up. Got some questions.
From who?
Do it again, Steve.
I didn't see
it. Not see that.
I saw that.
I didn't see it. I was on a different page.
He was dangling his mic and he dropped it.
Nice. Nice. We got some questions this week. This week they come in from Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Nice. Which one? Which Matt?
Matt N.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I meant that guy.
The Matt. Question guy, Matt.
So first question, this one comes in from Matt. He says, if you had to smell like one animal, what would it be? Is there an animal that smells good?
I guess like your typical like house cat doesn't smell too bad.
Hairless cat probably has no real odor. No
smell. I don't think there's an animal that smells good. I think you could just
probably go like dolphin.
That dolphin can't smell good. There's no way.
I bet the actual dolphin smells fine. It just like is a little oceany, and I wouldn't be in the ocean. Therefore, I would smell like a dolphin.
Dude, I saw a video the other day of a baby dolphin swimming. Cutest thing I've ever seen.
Dude, dolphins? They're aliens, man.
They're like smarter than us.
Guardian, they're aliens. You know what? Dolphins? I'm going to type in a fun dolphin fact because I don't want to say it on air.
Guardy, did you take a break from your Disney roller coaster videos to watch that video with the dolphin?
No, I watched them at the same time. Can't ever put that down.
Fact. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Wow.
That's true.
That's crazy.
Dolphins also get high. Do you guys know that?
What do they do? Eat seaweed?
No, they...
You know, Steve,
they swim into puffer fish and get pricked on their nose, and then it makes them high.
Steve, you're throwing a lot of slander at these dolphins, and we haven't heard anything from them.
Yeah.
That's what a dolphin sounds like.
You guys remember that streak where we made some bet, and if the Sox did something, I would make a dolphin noise on air?
Yeah.
Yeah. When was that? I vaguely remember that.
That was the end of last year, I think.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like around cat episode time.
Oh, cat episode soon, man. Soon.
Well, that was with Chris. He'll bring that up every so often. It's like, you remember when we did the cat, or we talked about the cat episode?
I'm telling you, people would go crazy for it.
I don't know. Maybe like a caterpillar. I can't imagine the smell.
That is such a beta answer.
I thought it was animal, not insect.
Boston?
Like a caterpillar?
Well, Guardy, that's an
insect. You want me to say like a tree? You know, I'll be a tree sloth. Is that better for you, Steve?
Tree sloth?
Smells like shit.
I bet they don't smell good, but yeah. Blossom?
I guess I'll go with the house cat. You just smell like dehydrated milk. And
is that not a beta answer too, Steve?
No, because it's cats are like proud animals, you know. Right. Caterpillars are just like whatever.
Okay. Next question. We got another question. This one comes in from Matt. He says, if you could only wear one color clothes, what would it be?
I guess blue.
Probably black. Black or gray.
I was going to say neutral. I was going to say black or gray too.
Neutral.
Or like a dark navy, kind of like that sweatshirt you're wearing, Clausen. Like
so blue.
Patriots color. Like a dark navy. There's a difference between blue and a dark navy.
All right, I'll go navy then.
Dark navy. I don't mean regular navy. Dark navy.
Have I ever asked you guys this? There's like four D1 schools that named after colors. Do you know what they are?
Oh, okay.
Tulane Green Wave.
No.
Harvard Crimson.
No. It's like the school. The school's name. Oh. Like Harvard would be the name of the school. The school's name is a color.
Oh, Auburn is one of them.
Auburn is one of them.
Oh, I have heard this before, and they're all like super. Oh, Brown. Brown.
Brown is another one.
Auburn, Brown. There are definitely some weird colors here. Carson, help me out. Jeez.
Carson, you got anything?
I couldn't even get those.
Auburn, Brown. I got a lilac.
Give you like a minute.
Lilac U somewhere?
Nope.
No. Auburn, Brown. Oh. Trying to think of shades of red. Not someplace I thought my brain was going to be going to today.
Bowling Green?
No.
What do you mean no?
What do you mean no?
What did you say?
Bowling Green.
Is that the name of the school?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's not what I'm... Are they D1?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think so. That's not the answer.
Are you just picking and choosing now?
No, I'm just saying this is what I was told when I was told the riddle.
Do a little research yourself.
I don't think that's a valid answer.
Auburn? But... Auburn? I don't think I come up with that. Auburn and Brown.
All right, so you have Auburn, Brown. The other easy one was Navy.
Ah, okay.
And Sienna.
Oh, damn. Ah. All right.
I really don't know how you're going to tell me that Bowling Green yep. is not.
Is it the bowling part? Does that disqualify it?
Bowling Green State University.
What was the question? No, sorry.
That's just ridiculous.
What was the question?
I said, does the bowling just discount it? Like you
can't. No. What was the question for Matt?
Oh, if you could wear one. If you could wear one color. Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'd wear? I'd wear Bowling Green for the rest of my life. That's what I'd wear.
Wear it in protest.
And not
a fair mistreatment of this question.
Oral Hershiser went to Bowling Green.
Speaking of Oral Roberts.
Speaking of Oral.
I saw that Oral Roberts basketball team was good again this year, so.
Is that the lady? Correct. Is that the old lady?
No, that was
Loyola Chicago.
You guys ever seen that the Oral Green clip from Family Guy?
Oral Green? No.
I'll let you watch it on your own free time. But okay. Meg, Peter, and Lois are at a college fair, and they're like, "Oh, there's Oral Roberts," and then next to it.
Oh, yes, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. I see where it's going.
Yeah.
Yep. We got one more question this week. This last one comes in from Matt. And he says, if you could be a master at one fighting style, but terrible at all others, what would it be?
Probably, like, boxing.
I feel like
fighting style? Is that what you said?
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are, like, the only two I know. Or, no, I guess karate. Is karate fighting? Like, yeah. Karate's... No, isn't karate
like defense?
Karate's not fighting; it's defense. It's all about respect. It's not you don't use it to hurt people.
Actually, I take it back. I'd probably pick like Muay Thai. Pretty sure that's like.
I'll stick with jiu-jitsu.
Striking. Yeah, but you can't strike. BJJ. Can't throw a punch. You're gonna have to leg lock me up. I'm gonna punch you in the face, bro. Can't do anything. So I'm a master. What do you make the most money doing?
What? Fighting?
Probably BJJ because you can go to the UFC.
Yeah, but if you can't strike, you're probably going to get beat up. I feel like if you can only be a master at one thing, you should just be a professional boxer. I don't know. What do I know, though? I know nothing about fighting. So.
Yeah.
Don't fight me. I'll lose.
Nate Diaz is a Brazilian jiu-jitsuer.
Hmm.
Yeah, but he can do other stuff.
So is Anderson Silva.
Would you not pick locker boxing?
You know what? I'll switch my hands on locker boxing.
There you go.
You know, Steve, you want to know why I didn't say it? Because I'm already a master at it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God, there was nothing better than like post-hockey practice.
The bigger fish, man.
Post-hockey practice in like seventh grade, get into the locker room, coaches leave. Like, all right, who's throwing on the helmets and locker box?
I got to tell you guys a story about hockey locker.
About what?
Kind of cut out. Is there.
Huh?
You kind of cut out there for a second.
Oh, my bad. Story about what? I'll tell you guys it off the air. There was I heard a story about a high school hockey locker room that made the news in a pretty bad way.
Oh boy. All right. Let us know. Is there anything else Red Sox that you guys want to hit on? I'm drawing an absolute blank. Pretty quiet week. The one thing we didn't talk about last week that happened. Yeah, 2 weekends ago, it was winter weekend. We tweeted out a few videos that got a fair amount of views and stuff like that about, you know, John Henry and Heim answering some questions. I mean, I'm just happy that John Henry finally faced a little fire for some of his moves. But what an awkward scene. I know this was 2 weeks ago. It's kind of old news at this point. But, yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm also just looking at something. MLB is insanely high on Yoshida.
Dude, crazy high. His projections were wild.
Yeah, they're projecting him to be like the best hitter in baseball. Just
made this. You can't see it, but
you can't.
Focus. The great. Future top 10 and he's the left fielder. So I cut out.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Are we back?
You're good. You're back, Steve. You're back.
Did you guys hear me though?
Not really.
Yoshida, they just have him being a top 10 left fielder.
Have him like game for it, man.
They have him like top 15 in WAR this year.
That's crazy. Yeah, and the batting title.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Cool. I'm looking at the same thing that you are.
A 293, Steve. Which is so low.
I'm looking at the same thing you are, Steve. I know maybe two of these guys.
What, the left fielders?
No, just like the rest of the...
Yeah, Yoshi is one of them.
Top 10 players, their future position. I know maybe three of these guys.
What's the list?
So it's... Cal Raleigh behind
it's on
the plate.
MLB's Instagram.
Okay.
Vinny Pasquantino. Yeah, at first.
Yep.
Nico Horner at second. Jeremy Peña at short. Yep. Brian Hayes at third. Yoshida in left.
Yeah.
Corbin Carroll in center. And Lars Nootbaar.
Nootbaar, yeah.
Right. And then Manoa and Felix Bautista.
Is Corbin Carroll with Arizona?
I have no idea.
Cool. Close on the nine.
Get her done.
Am I closing at the nine?
More fights in the MLB.
Pro violence, Steve. A lot of fighting talk today.
This was a fight heavy episode.
Big time. My close on the ninth thought. I got a new mic coming that was supposed to come today, but it'll be here tomorrow, which means next week. I apologize for this. This mic quality has just gotten real bad. It's gotten real bad. Time for a new one. I got one that I've had my eyes on for a while, so it's gonna sound nice and crispy.
Is it one of those like nice Yeti mics?
It's from Audio Technica.
Whoa.
And I also they had a deal, so I got like you got headphones, a microphone, and like the boom, so I can like screw it onto my desk, and that's gonna like hang over. It's gonna be pretty sweet. I'm pretty pumped.
I heard that Audio Technica is like the Cadillac of podcasting microphones.
Yep. Yeah.
Free ads left and right over here, guys. What are we doing?
True. My bad. Rest in peace. One more free ad. This was the Rizia mic, the $30 mic I bought 2 years ago. The Riz sings, it'll be remembered. It'll be remembered. So
gone but not forgotten.
And it's final moments and it's final closing up ninth. Rest in peace to the Rizzy and Mike and all 100 and some odd episodes that you've done.
What are you gonna do? You're gonna like give it a Viking burial?
We're closing out the ninth on this Mike's career.
Guardy, you should stick it in the microwave until it melts.
I need to honor this thing somehow. Maybe when just put in the Broadcast Hall of Fame.
You should bring it to Fenway and huck it on the field.
Dude, you know how much money I could sell this thing for? Probably like $1 to someone. Be like, you know how many moments, you know how many words have been said into this thing? A whole lot.
I'm sure one of those 1,000 Red Sox podcasts that we're now a part of, one of those guys could use a mic. You could donate it on.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the other thing. I know Steve and Jared talked about this too, but we got tagged along with like a million other podcasts on Twitter that are like, it's like the full list of Red Sox podcasts, which I think it was Sox South.
Sox South?
Who tweeted that. Very impressive job to compile all that, because I feel like every week on Twitter, I see a new Sox podcast. Every week on Twitter, I also see someone who's like, hey, I want to start a Sox podcast. If you want to do this, hit me up. Let's do it.
We're kind of like a veteran podcast now in the industry.
We are. Like when we started, we've been doing this for, you know, closer to 2.5 years now than 2 years. It was basically us, Section 10, and like I feel like 3 or 4 others maybe. Now it's just like
5 total.
Yeah. Now it's literally like just compounded on each other, which is cool. I'm happy that people wanna do this stuff, but I feel like it's got to be hard starting a show now and trying to kind of,
you know. A wildly oversaturated market.
It is. But because of that,
we got to do it for the love of the game.
We appreciate you for tuning into this one, because you got a lot of options otherwhere, but you're choosing Gone Rich.
Hell yeah, brother.
My closing out the ninth thought.
Awesome.
Stay warm. Order through Instacart. And I started watching this that streaming platform with live sports. They have this show.
ESPN Plus?
No.
Oh. Hulu?
The one that had all like the, I don't know, there's a bunch of commercials. You know, blah, blah, blah has live sports.
Yeah, I just said it, but we'll just gloss over it.
I started watching this show, and it's like a reality show, but it follows these like farmers around. It's crazy.
You're big into the farming industry. Do you play farmers or tractor simulator or whatever and then go to bed and watch that?
Yeah, I do this instead now.
It's arguably weirder that you do that than me watching some videos about theme parks. I mean,
here's the thing. It's like I can either be a farmer. I look up to farmers. You look up to Mickey Mouse.
I don't, though. And that's what you're accusing me of. I said I like learning more about roller coasters and that kind of stuff.
I have an interest in the backbone of America. These people.
You want to talk about the backbone of America? Then let's talk about Mickey Mouse. I mean, jeez.
These people put food on your table. There's one guy who's a turkey farmer. It's crazy. I'm wondering about like the psychology of turkeys.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
That reminds me, calling someone a turkey is like top 10 insult.
Never higher. Heard someone call you call higher. Anybody a turkey.
That is so disrespectful. My grandpa has said that before. Not to me.
Imagine you're at the bar and some guy just calls you a turkey. He's like, get out of here,
turkey. I'd punch him on sight. Like, I'd charge the mound.
Hands.
Steve, you want to get more people charging the mound?
I'm using karate and self-defense.
Start being like, hey, you're a turkey, pal. Come on out here.
Yeah, dude.
You know, my favorite word by far. Coward. Come do it, you coward.
Coward. Yeah.
We'll be coward. A fan of martyr.
Martyr. Die for our sins.
No, it's just when people like they don't when something bad happens to them, they just complain for the sake of complaining to get sympathy. They don't care. They're a martyr.
No. Anyways, we appreciate you tuning in to Gone Bridge. We'll be back soon with some more content. Spring is just around the corner. The groundhog, did the groundhog see a shadow?
Six yeah. more weeks of winter.
More winter. God
damn it. Well, yeah, that seems about right.
What's it's his name? Terry?
What?
I think it's, isn't it? It's Phil something.
I thought it was like Archie Pelago.
Okay. That was.
That was funny. Phil.
It's Puxatawny Phil. Puxatawny Phil.
You're right, yeah.
Or just, what'd you say, Steve? What's his name?
Terry?
Terry saw his shadow, which means 6 more weeks of banter gone bridge talk.
He's got to back his chair up a little bit more, back into his hole for 6 more weeks.
I think he's probably.
I wish I was that groundhog. You got one day of the year you got to work.
But here's the thing: if you do your job wrong and you see your shadow, then you're screwed.
I got a calendar, a 2023 calendar here, Red Sox one that I haven't actually opened yet. I want to see if Groundhog Day is on here, because what a wild holiday. Like, not, it's not even a holiday.
Good movie.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's open this up. Also, let's hit a quick last thing. This is the last thing. All right. It's on the calendar. I don't know what's worse about this. You got Darwin's and Hernandez on the top, and you got Groundhog Day on the second.
Come on.
I don't know what's worse. I don't know what's worse.
What? You think he got pimped on that picture, too?
Yeah, he's probably. Like, I'm about to throw this right down the dick.
You guys ever seen that guy on TikTok where it's like, you guys seen that guy on TikTok where he'll like take a picture and he'll like find the game it's from?
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost want to do that with that and find the pitch just so I can see if Darwinson really just got taken yard.
This might sound crazy, but I think this was in Chicago because I can tell by the color of the tarp bag in the background.
The White Sox?
Yeah, you can kind of see it's black and white. Kind of looks like Chicago. You got a lot of people with black and white jerseys on the back. I'm going to say that's Chicago. All right, so let's start with we got Devers in January. We got Darwin's in February. We got Matt Barnes in March, off to a hot start. 1-for-3.
These guys did not consult the front office before they printed this.
Currently not. Last year, Jose Peraza. You should be able
to get your money back.
Jose Peraza was on the calendar last year, so.
You should be able to get your money back.
I think I should. Garrett Whitlock for April. Or my mom should. She got this for Christmas. Tanner Houck in May. In June, we have Trevor Story.
Is Bogaerts going to be on it?
Oh. July, Jaron Duran.
Oh, man.
August, Nick Pivetta. That's one of my favorite pictures of all time.
That is a sick picture.
September, Alex Verdugo. October, Chris Sale. All right. They've rebounded strong. Start with the.
So we got Raffy and somebody else now.
Oh.
Xander.
Xander Bogaerts.
Yep.
And December is.
Raffy.
Bobby Dolek.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Where there's no a single one of Raffy?
Raffy was January.
Oh.
So JD.
I don't even get to see Raffy because I'm going to hang this up now and I'm going to see Darwin's and Hernandez for the next 24 days. This is going to stink.
No offense to your mom. I just throw that out.
Yeah, how bad really do I want this? I don't know. If you want
I
a
think
free,
it'd be kind of funny.
I do too. Maybe I'll draw a funny mustache on Darwin's and Hernandez. Anyways.
Draw like a dick on his forehead.
Yep, exactly. I'll draw like right, the, you guys remember?
Let's close this episode out.
You remember in middle school when you do like the super S? I'm just going to draw those all over.
Yeah. <place.
laughs> If you enjoyed what you listened to, hold on, I got a cough.
Oh my God.
If you enjoy what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast.
Steve, close this one up for us. Close that.
On Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher.
Wherever
you listen to your podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, @GoneBridgePodcast, and Twitter, @GoneBridge. And we will be back next week with episode 116, I think.
Yeah.
Did I forget to say anything?
See ya.